My name is Justice. I'm 8 years old, and then I'm like, Lord Jesus Christ, I testify. And so today's topic is having faith in God. And so we have to pray and have faith that we can be healed, or we can go preach door to door and have faith not to be shy. And I'm going to say a testimony about myself, how I had faith in God. Yesterday, I was eating fish. Then a bone clogged in my throat. And I went to the living room and start praying really hard. And then if you have faith, then you'll pray really hard and cry for it. And then the fishbone was clogged right where I swallowed, so it hurts a lot. I was crying really hard. And if you have faith, you are supposed to cry. And then when you ask God to heal you. And then we prayed, cried for help to God. And then he made me swallow the bone. It didn't hurt anymore. Thank God. Hallelujah. When you want to pray, you have to seek with all your heart. You have to chase after him. You have to all your mind, all your strength, all your soul, all your tears. Until he both reach each other. And then when that point reaches, then you get the Holy Spirit. And you experience God. So you have to seek him. And when you receive the Holy Spirit, it's really joyful.
Have you received the Holy Spirit yet?
Not yet. But I know it can be really joyful, since I already feel like it's really joyful already.
So how did you know that that's how you need to pray?
These words came into my mind when I was talking to my mom. Words from the Holy Spirit came out of my mouth and said, if you want to love God, I have to see visions, wondrous things for God, and preach for him, and you see the word of God, then you have to seek after him, with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength, and all your tears. And then it's like a baby boy, asking for a toy, and he's crying for it. But instead we are crying for the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is like a toy, and then we're like the baby crying for it. And then instead, it's praying. The last time when I was praying for a sister that had an allergy, I had faith that what happened. She was in her backyard. She got allergies, and her face starts swollen, and it's all red. And then we wanted to pray for her, so we went. We have a 7 to 8 1-hour prayer and 8 to 9 by 1-hour Bible study. And then she came, and we prayed for her. And then the next day she didn't come. And then my mom asked her if we asked her if we can come, but she said no. Ask God if we are going to go. We should go visit her. And then I had an answer yes, and I saw her face turning red to white in a vision when I was praying in the car. And I told me that to have faith that anything can happen. Nothing's impossible. Right. So when we went to visit her in her home, she was very sick and she was throwing up. And her face was all swollen, and my mom was talking to her. And then it was a good thing that we had a Monday Bible study at our house. And then we asked her if she can come to have faith in God to come. And then she that night she came, and her face was all healed. And not only that, her son came to the Bible study, and he's not a believer. He never got a job before. And that day, he got a job, and then God blessed him for a job, for coming that day and showing her faith that they could come. And then, so God blessed them. This is another topic, preaching. When you go out to preach, you have to go two by two. But if you go one by one, you have to have faith that you have to keep praying in your heart because Satan might do something to you. And then before you go preach, you're supposed to pray, and you're supposed to. You have to pray before you go because so God can be with you, and then so we hope that they can come, and then we have the right words to say, and so when the other people go preach, it'll be really easy and it'll seem really fun. And the other churches, like the Mormons, are getting the easy ones to believe. And then first, before we do, it's like a competition who's trying to get the most people on the side. If we don't preach, then we're going to start losing people of God. How did I know that? It came into my mind from the Holy Spirit when I was right when I came out of the car. And the Holy Spirit told me that's important to preach. And then it's our mission. This is where we're racing. It's like a game, but to see how many we can get to our side. And then if our side, we can go to heaven, and their side, it goes to hell. So it's a competition. It's like we're battling each other to fight for something, to fight for the people. Fight for the souls. Even though they don't have a gospel, they get the easy ones before we do. So we have to take on the hard ones, and then we have to spend a lot of time with the hard ones. So we want to choose seeker. This is just a regular testimony. So we went to one time. We went to a true seeker's house. We were preaching to her, and then while my mom was preaching to her, and me and my little sister was at the living room, we both saw a black shadow swoop over the room. That's because there's a lot of bad things there. There's a lot of wine, antiques. Satan was fighting with us when my mom was preaching, and we knelt down to pray, and with a lady in there trying to disturb us. He uses the statues to disturb us. But God was with us, so that Satan didn't bother us. And we prayed, and and she started to cry, and we preached to her, and she came to church that night. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. May all the glory and praise unto Jesus Christ.